Radio Himalaya, your awareness station from far beyond. Radio Himalaya, the highest you can get. This is Rom Harel. This is the 11th show about the open source and a continuity of the last show, which is describing the myth of Exodus as the establishment of the self and getting rid of slavery in Egypt. We'll open with Ultra Jazz with a piece called Silver Wizard, which is very good for making people separate from their silver in a wizard way, which is showing in the same time the magic and the lies about the world, which is made of gestures, actions, and a lot of pyrotechnics. Silver Wizard, Ultra Jazz. We'll join after this, after getting out of Egypt, after the young slave of Israel got themselves the idea of the principle of uncertainty in the ways of eating manna. Let's go.
Thank you.
Of the Israelites in out of Egypt into the desert, carrying every day for 40 years full, carrying the weight of gold and silver, Egyptian gold and silver, because they are still have the mentality of the slaves. And then Moses is benevolent with them. He takes this next step and he asks them to donate money, it means gold and silver, to the building of the temporary temple, which they are continue to carry, but from a different way. Because in the moment they do so, they are accepting God to dwell amongst them. The development of the free will comes through the sacrifice, comes through not giving away one's own goods, one's own load. This is a walking into freedom. No rich people, no rich person will understand that. How can it be that by giving up on things that you were carrying, that were heavy on you, you get free? This posing the question, we pose it from a not from the rich person perspective, but from the poor person perspective, because he has the one, the slave has be doing all the carrying of all this gold day in, day out. From a rich man perspective is, how can you live with no gold and no silver? Then there is a dead end. The slave is cut from the mentality of his thinking that he must carry, that he must have conditions for his survival, that he must have habits to survive. All habits, all ideas, all came from the old a rich person he was serving, not from his own good, but for to the benefit and to convenience of the power. So the slave is severing his ties with his past. He goes into the unknown. He goes into the desert. And there is a funny thing about desert in Kabbalah, which says it in Hebrew, desert in is midbar. And the same letters in a different pronunciation is medaber, which means the speaking one. And in Kabbalah, which is the Jewish mystical science, you have from fossils to speaking person, the whole range of living things. So the speaking is not only the unknown, but also the highest possible way to go. The slave is satisfying his master's will. The unknown of the desert, the talking one, starts to with a sort of emptiness that the slave start inside. The unknown evokes a sort of emptiness. And this emptiness creates talking, which is a kind of talking which is wondering who is the one who is talking. And these are the starts of the buds of what once will be the floration of the eye. Enough talking. Sofio di Luna, Ultra Jazz.
Death delights. Big City.
Sofio di Luna. This emptiness that starts to talk from the innest of the unknowing, a slave going into the unknown, which is empty as well, is the bud of the I, of the self. Moses doesn't take all their belongings, just what they are giving out of the free will to making this temporary temple. And they cannot give everything because Moses won't accept it. When they reach Mount Sinai, Moses goes up the mountain and vanishes in a cloud of smoke. It is the first time that this people remain without the leader. There is a big emptiness, a big collective emptiness happening. This is the core experience of the nation of Israel, which is empty too. This is the time where everything is stopping. All creation is stopped at this moment. The Israelites are divided into the future structure of the tribes, and they carry inside them the old mentality of the slaves still. This time of emptiness is the time where everything is forged. Moses is on the mountain with God in a cloud. The people of Israel are left alone. This emptiness is unbearable. Into this emptiness, everything is sucked in what is remaining of the old habits of the slaves. And what happens is that the gold and the silver is springing out in order to make the golden calf. And the golden calf is a reminder what the slaves used to do by looking what the rich people of the time in Egypt used to do, and they're trying to imitate the rich people of Egypt because they think this is supposed to be freedom. But this is not freedom, because the people of Egypt were enslaved too. And what God wants from the Israel people, that there will be no such slavery again. The thing about the Mount Sinai experience is an emptiness. And this emptiness has to be kept at all costs. And when Moses comes down from the mountain and sees that the emptiness was disturbed, what do you think he does? Illusions of Power, Ultrajazz.
Thank you.
Sinai with the tablets in his hand, and he sees the people of Israel dancing around the golden calf, sinning. In Hebrew, sin means chet, and chet means leachti, which means to miss, missing the point. So sinning is actually missing God's point. And God's point was remaining emptiness. That the whole sin is an empty sin. That the emptiness is unbearable and sucks the remainder of old habits of enslavement. And these all must go out. So Moses takes the tablets, which are a something, and smashes them on the second something, which is the golden calf. And therefore he demonstrates God's will, which is the re-establishment of emptiness as its center, as the center of the entity of the Israeli people, as the center of the entity of every eye, which is talking. This emptiness is to make sure that these people have nothing to dance around anymore, from now to eternity. This emptiness starts with the word I am, which is the beginning of the Ten Commandments. I am God. This same emptiness goes through the eye. This same emptiness is looking for meaning. And this emptiness of meaning will be called I. I in every sense. I am in every sense. In the sense of God, and in the sense of every one of us, as in the sense of a nation, as in the sense of every free being on earth, start with the emptiness called I am. Ultra Jazz is presenting a piece called Caldera. Caldera is also such an emptiness. In Hebrew and in Spanish, it means a calderon, also in English. And it has to be empty to make a good cooking. And to cook this slave mentality into something which is nourishing, something which is free. Caldera, Ultra Jazz. Thank you. Now, after experiencing this emptiness and talking out of this emptiness, the people of Israel are hearing this emptiness coming from the outside and talking to them from reality and from God. This is the what we call the exchange of wills, of free wills. It's from the inner emptiness to the outer emptiness, and from the outer emptiness to the inner emptiness. It is what God wants His people Israel to do. This is a time to get acquainted with the laws of the universe, and between law and law to be activate the own creativity of the people. This is not a going back to the old slave ways of right and wrong and what is forbidden and what is given as something which is the will of Pharaoh, which is something which has no inner logic, which is arbitrary. But that's a direct linking into reality, into God, into the laws of the universe. And from these laws itself, the creativity is applied to fill the gaps with meaning. Another God, which is a creative God, a God of creativity, is presented as by Ultra Jazz, an African creativity God from Mali called Nomo.
Thank you.
And now when the inner emptiness is talking with the outer emptiness, when the inner talker, which is the inner desert, speaks with the outer desert, which is the outer talker, there is a constant learning of cosmic laws and a constant creation and adaption of social rules and social laws, and they are constantly adapted. So the rules can are showing, are reflecting our own voyage, our own quest of seeking freedom. And then the whole cycle is closed. And therefore we are, as Jews, advised or commanded each year in Passover to see ourselves as the one who departed from Egypt, from slavery. Not as a distant thing in our past, not as a happening for our forefathers, but as a present continuous freeing from the mentality of the slave to the mentality of the free. And there we come back to feelings. We started with them, with the cry of the misery at the piles of the towns of misery in Egypt. And we finish this voyage with happiness and with freedom and with dance, that we are celebrating with it dance our new won freedom, that we are the one who are setting the meanings to our lives. We are doing it under the, from the under the bridges of Rome to the old cities of Egypt, to the Mount of Sinai, to the postmodern world of the 21st century. Ultra jazz, meo sentimento. It was a pleasure being with you. Thank you for being with me. It is a long journey. We can do it. We can dance. We can celebrate it. We didn't finish the job yet. Ultra jazz, meo sentimento. Hands. What you will do with it is our future. It's all in your hands. The awareness is there. Use it wisely. Our whole future depends on it. This show is over. It's my hardest that I did yet. Enjoy the Gaia, your awareness station from far beyond. Radio Himalaya, the highest you can get.